Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working in the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right away tonight from California, IA, we've got the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. There they are.
There they are. Hello.
All right. Night, guys. See ya. Okay, it's 76 degrees and cloudy. There's a little breeze in the air, I suppose. So they went back inside because, you know, last call here, they got, what, 52 minutes.
That's right.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, tonight, folks, we have a guest to start out with. Kyle and I are going to be talking with Paul Sutliff. And he's all about everything civilization jihad. Now, by that I mean he calls himself an awakened American to the dangers of civilization jihad. And without further ado, I'm going to bring him in. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you.
All right. Now, Kyle Warren's on the line with us. We'll say hello to Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Paul. Good morning.
All right. Now, I want to ask you a question. You are an expert on all things, I would say, jihad. You've been doing a lot of specialization in that field, if you will. You've written a book. I'm looking at the book here called The Cancer of Civilization Jihad. But I am under the firm assumption, and I've talked about it, that what went on in Afghanistan, what went on in Iraq, has got a lot of activity involving some players that we've seen before doing other things in the United States. And you have a pretty good theory on that. Tell us what it is.
Well, this current bungled deal in Afghanistan, I call a planned fiasco. You know, when you listen to liberal media and they cover a story, it doesn't matter which station you listen to, they always have the same buzzwords. So liberal media, when they do this, you know, they have a thing that they're trying to say. It's like when you hear the words, when they were talking about Russian collusion, those two words were on every single media station.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could find that was carrying the liberal narrative. So now what do you hear when they talk about the withdrawal? They say botched withdrawal. They say snafu. They all these words that describe a screw-up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that should have told us something, I mean, what's going on here. They're functioning on messaging, saying it's a mess-up. something was wrong when we were listening to that. And they're saying the same things that the conservatives were saying. And, you know, and then my problem is I listen to that and I say, where are the analysts? Where are the real journalists? Because they weren't listening and looking.
Mm-hmm.
So back on June 11th, there was a removal of the Contingency and Crisis Response Bureau from the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
This happened on June 11th, so it's only a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
The CCR was formed under Trump's era Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and it was tasked with providing aviation, logistics, medical support, capabilities. This is actually a quote from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. It was tasked with providing aviation, logistics, medical support, capabilities for the department's operation bureaus,
mm-hmm.
thereby enhancing the secretary's ability to protect American citizens overseas in connections with overseas evacuations in the aftermath of a natural or man-made disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this organization had been created purposely to deal with just the sort of problem presented by the withdrawal from Afghanistan. So if the CCR had not been removed, there would have been no bungled withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been saying this for 2 weeks. Here's the thing that's missing. Trump's deadline was May.
Right.
He wanted to have everybody out by May.
Right.
But the CCR was still in operation,
mm-hmm.
so they couldn't bungle it.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to put it off. They had to get rid of the CCR.
Mm-hmm.
So now they get rid of the CCR. Now they can do the withdrawal. And again, this is planned. So what was the real intent here? Yeah, it was to leave American citizens behind. That was supposed to make it look bungled.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose was to bring tens of thousands of followers of Islam to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Tens of thousands. People don't see this until you start realizing it's truly planned. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying that because Biden, in doing this, creates refugees.
Mm-hmm.
They were not refugees until they left the country.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to go to a hard break. We're going to be back, and you hold on there, Paul, and we'll be back to you. And Kyle, you hold on, too. I know you got a question lined up, but there's something else about this. You didn't hear that one word mentioned, and the guy that had all the trouble that was trying to get the Christians out, Glenn Beck, couldn't get any help from the State Department. Is it starting to make sense now, folks? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we'll be right back to him and our guest Paul Sutliff in just a moment. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. And Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that I've been taking for the better part of 6 years now. Now, the combination of the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps me to support my body's natural response to the inflammation that I'm constantly fighting in my left ankle and leg and foot, as well as the pain that I have that's associated with that. And it will go right straight to the source of the pain and alleviate it. Now, if you're out there working out, let's say, maybe you're doing exercises or you're doing walking or you're doing something to where you get your muscles get strained and whatnot, this product will help you get comfortable again. It's all natural. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. Now, it will support healthy joints and muscles. It also helps the healing process. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you'll get the 3-week quick start. And you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not that product's going to work for you. Many people see results immediately right off the bat, and you may be one of those people. But the website, again, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's all right, Captain.
All right, let's go back to our guest, Paul Sutliff. And by the way, Paul Sutliff has written a book, and that book that he has written is something that you might want to take a look at. It's called The Cancer of Civilization Jihad. And Paul, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right.
I've been talking about how this is a planned fiasco rather than a botched withdrawal. And we were talking about the real purpose is to bring tens of thousands of followers of Islam
right.
To the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned that Glenn Beck was bringing out Christians, and why wouldn't they be allowed is what you need to look at. If this is a planned operation
mm-hmm.
to bring in tens of thousands of Muslims, you can't put the Christians with the Muslims because then it will be revealed as jihadis
mm-hmm.
because they will kill. They will kill, hurt, whatever, the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of their belief structure in Sharia. So they would be revealed as being the persecutors and could never get a refugee status
mm-hmm.
because the federal law does not allow persecutors to come to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the number one reason they did not bring Christians with the Muslims. They don't want people to know this,
mm-hmm.
And they don't want them to be revealed. So you're 100% right. And that backs up my theory that this is a planned operation.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, you know, in many ways, I wish I was wrong. They actually have a fall guy they're picking on right now. His name is Colin Cowell, and he's the guy that these Republicans had said this is a bad guy to begin with. But that's who they're going to blame for the whole thing, because he's the one who officially has his name on closing the CCR program that would have brought our citizens home first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not the only one out there saying this today. Leo Holman, who is another great expert on civilization jihad, is also saying this. I'm looking at this a little bit more simpler than he is. While we both agree there's a red-green axis, I'm just looking at it a little bit more simpler than he is. We agree on, I'd say, 99.9% of everything. And it's interesting. He's looking at it a little bit wider than I am, but here's the thing that people aren't talking about. There are terrorists being brought in.
Yeah.
Amongst them. Now, here's one of the ones they found. They found at on August 24th, they'd already found one ISIS member.
Right.
That was at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Now, and then they had separated out 100 who they believed had potential ties to ISIS.
Correct.
That's out of 7,000. On that same day in France, an Afghan evacuee was under surveillance for possible links to the Taliban. They convicted him, and they gave him a suspended sentence. So
mm-hmm.
they already had enough jihadis to watch. They couldn't watch one more.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy's walking around. He's free.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how many jihadis do you want walking around, and can you follow them all? In France, it's literally impossible. There are thousands and thousands walking around ready mm-hmm. to commit any kind of crime.
Mm-hmm.
What am I talking about? You think what terrorism means? I mean, scary when you think about it, but they
right.
can't follow them.
All right, let's bring Kyle Warren. Kyle, you've got a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I sure do. Good morning again, Paul. The things that you're just talking about right now, especially in Europe, you mentioned France, for example. So if the idea is to bring in tens of thousands of followers of Islam into the United States, we'll still continue to see sort of this war of attrition that seems to have been going on in Europe. But a lot of people have been hearing about our Afghan partners. A lot of these are the people that are being left behind, according to the reports. And so I think most Americans hear that phrase and they say to themselves, okay, well, that's fine. We should probably bring the Afghan partners here to the United States or find them safe harbor, that kind of thing. But what you're talking about seems to be a lot more nefarious in that sense of this being a planned operation. So how does all this go together with what you've also talked about called the myth of moderate Islam? Is there some way that people need to understand what Sharia law really is and what happens when a bunch of people come here that actually want to practice Sharia law?
And that's where it comes down to. One of the biggest problems we have in the United States is we have not learned who the enemy was that attacked us on 9/11. There is a claim out there, there's something called radical Islam. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Why do I say that? Because when you go around and you start asking the professionals who have used this label,
They used radical to be the, to, when I was in France, we asked, I went on a, I was part of an expedition that went to Europe. It was a fact-finding expedition on the Islamization of Europe. Now, I went to Paris, I went to Berlin, and we went to Stockholm, to those three countries, and we interviewed some of the experts in de-radicalization programs. We interviewed the experts, that the politicians, and some of the journalists. And what we learned in each place was their definition of radical meant a violent Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it didn't mean they believed any differently. It means they simply acted on what they believed. And that was the key. I have talked to, quote, de-radicalization experts. And I've had, you know, my disagreements with them because they admit that the belief in jihad is a standard belief in Islam. But they say because they don't act on it, that then they're not radical.
Mm-hmm.
But they can believe in it. And what people don't understand is there are actually three levels of jihad. The first one, this is revealed in the 1915 fatwa. The first level is heart jihad. You have to have hatred in your heart towards all that is not Islam. So this is something you have to think about. So if people who follow Islam have hatred towards, in their heart, towards all that is not Islam, so they are supposed to hate Christians, they're supposed to hate Jews, they're supposed to hate Buddhists, anything that is not Islamic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about Muslims who are not Muslim enough? Yes, you're supposed to hate them too.
All right. Well, Paul, we got about 30 seconds here, so what I want you to do is have everybody know how and where they can see your writings and check out your book, please.
You can follow my writings on Paul Sutliff, P-A-U-L-S and Sam, U-T-L-I-F-F.blogspot.com. And you can buy my books on Amazon. There are four books on civilization jihad, and I also write biblical devotionals.
All right. And I want to thank you very much for being on the program. We've learned a lot with you, and I knew we would. And we'll have you back another time. So you keep up the good work. And
thank you.
We'll be talking to you soon, and don't be a stranger.
All right. God bless.
Yep. God bless you. Bye. And Kyle, that's very, very interesting what we just found out there. Here comes the music, but we'll talk about it on the flip side of the music. I'll tell you what, the man knows what he's talking about. And again, they're not just radical Islamics. These people are jihadists. There's a big time difference, right?
Yep. Big time.
Hold that thought. Okie dokie. And they're bringing them to this country intentionally on purpose. Why? Well, I guess you'll have to ask Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama. Get my drift?
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The torrential rain that battered the Northeast for several hours on Wednesday left at least 43 people dead. Some of them were killed when rising water smashed through their homes. In New York, record rainfall turned the city streets into rivers, and first responders had to save drivers that were trapped in vehicles. At least 11 people died in their basement apartments in Queens. President Biden spoke about the tragedy. He promised that help from the government was on the way.
I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
Biden is planning on heading to Louisiana on Friday to inspect hurricane damage. Earlier today, he and the First Lady visited wounded service members at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center near Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. Again, the website for Mike Lindell is MyPillow.com. He's the pillow guy. And I'll tell you what, I'm just sleeping so comfortably right now. I've got his pillow, I've got his mattress topper, I've got his Giza sheets, I've got his comforter, and it's just so comfy. It's unbelievable how that's made a change in my sleep schedule to where when I sleep, I'm out like a light, and that's it, period, till I wake up, and that's the way I do it. I do it that way on purpose because of my irregular hours here. But anyway, MyPillow.com is the website, and while you're over there, click on the logo that says Radio Listener Specials, Radio Listener Specials. When you do, you'll come to a list of about 18 or 20 items, insanely, ridiculously low price, deep discounts all over the place. You'll need a promo code to be able to get the prices. The promo code is simply CAPTAIN. That's all, one word, CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to talk to somebody and ask them any questions, or if you would rather talk to a live person and not a computer, then the number to call is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, when you call that number, be prepared to have all your questions answered. And the other thing is, the MyPillow guarantee is 60 days. Return anything you buy within 60 days and your money will be refunded. No questions asked. It's that simple. So you get to try the products for longer than the normal average bear. But that's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. And then when you buy whatever you buy, the promo code is going to be CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN. Or you can call them at 800-641-5459 for more information. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, Kyle, I am just thoroughly impressed by what we just heard But I'm going to do something here. I'm going to remind America about Barack Hussein Obama. And I want you to hear this. This is Barack Obama in his own words on Islam.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them. But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the azan at the break of dawn.
Now, I'm going to stop that right there, Kyle, because you just heard what he said, right?
Yep.
He said he was one of them.
Well, yeah, I think that certainly when you went to the madrasa and all these things, and to some degree, though, too, Captain, he's also, he's trying to, like, get some kind of street cred, you know, or something, trying to make himself look pretty cool. Yeah, but at the same time, he did seem to be trying to sort of, you know, make himself look better as he went on his apology tour as well.
Well, this is why I believe that he is still in the picture, Obama 2.0 on steroids to some degree, along with what I'll call a Politburo, pulling the strings behind Joe, the strings behind Joe Biden. Now, let me just play a couple more things here.
We are no longer a Christian nation. We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation. The United States has been enriched by Muslim Americans. Since our founding, American Muslims have enriched the United States.
Really?
Well, again, that was sort of his shtick at the time, you know, trying to, he was trying to, I think, impress leaders and members of other countries in the Middle East, basically. And so, but when he would say those things, especially then, it was, I think a lot of Americans found that to be maybe not exactly right. I'll put it that way.
Well, my whole reason for playing that is not to insult anybody. It's to produce facts of things that were said by a former president of the United States, which at the time went right over the top of just about everybody's heads. Well, in lieu of what we've just seen in the last several weeks and couple of 3 months, right, this now adds a little bit of common sense to what we're seeing and hearing.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And I agree. No, nobody would want to try to insult someone.
Nope.
The United States does have a very, very diverse population. There's no doubt about that. But here's the thing, Captain. People who live in the United States typically believe that if somebody wants to go to worship at a mosque or something, they have every right to do so. But look at what the Taliban is doing in Afghanistan. They are literally going to kill people who don't think the way they think or don't worship the way they worship.
The report came out yesterday. They were looking specifically for the special forces that operated with the Afghan military, and they were looking for them, and they were hunting them down and killing them wherever they found them.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the antithesis of what the United States is all about. And so people have come here for many generations because they were looking to look at the pilgrims. They wanted to come and worship the way they wanted to worship and not be under the thumb of somebody else in a different country. So that's part of the fabric and history of the United States. But what we're talking about when it comes to radical Islam and jihadism and the fact that you do have groups who want to impose, would like nothing more than to impose a Sharia law, just like the Taliban does, well, that's a different story. Now they're going to be infringing upon somebody else's freedom, and the people in the United States don't stand for that.
James in Clearwater says you're killing us. Can you please call him back and ask him about the other two levels of Islam, of the levels of jihad? No, that's to be continued. We're going to make a series out of this.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, and I am aware of what you're talking about, and I did that on purpose because you don't want to unload the cannons all at one time here. I'm doing this. I'm going to bring him back again next week. He's going to talk again on some more things. But this gentleman here, Paul Sutliff, he is the A game when it comes to things that are Islamic and jihadist.
Well, right, exactly. And again, it's interesting to me, Captain, because right after 9/11, of course, there was a very high interest in what is Islamic jihadism and this kind of thing. And now with the Taliban and what they're doing and what they're trying to do to Christians, for example, or, you know, pretty much anybody else, I'm sure, who doesn't follow their particular thing, they want to set them on fire. But yet there doesn't seem to be the level of intensity in the media coverage of such things about the Taliban. It is absolutely astounding to me that, and again, we're still not hearing from activist groups really here in the United States, at least not very much, about how terrible the Taliban is. And my only conclusion...
And the women. We're not hearing anybody talking about the women.
Right, right. And my only conclusion, you know, is that... They've based everything that they do on the idea that America is bad. America's a horrible place to live, and everybody is just oppressed. But when they see real oppression, and I think they just tilt. They just don't understand how they could say, oh, well, we don't like what the Taliban's doing, but over here in the United States, you know, because we're not like that. But yet, they're based everything that they ever say on that the United States has gone bad, or
yeah,
has always been bad.
We're the great Satan, and I'll tell
right.
you what, they need to take that great Satan stuff and stick it where the sun don't shine, because it's not going to happen on my watch. I'm sorry. It's not going to, well, I'm not sorry, but it's not going to happen on my watch, period, because we don't want them. We do not want them. This is the United States of America. You come here to be one of us. You don't come here to make us one of you.
Well, right. Well, look at what's happened in Europe. You know, we've heard tell of all these places.
Eurabia is what they're calling it. Eurabia.
Right. Well, the idea of the no-go zones, where, for example, the local police of whatever, you know, country you're talking about, you know, there's areas they can't go. It becomes like an autonomous zone, you know, like we've seen that, you know, last summer, but this is on steroids, basically. This kind of thing just can't happen. This is continues to be a balkanization of people such that everybody hates everybody else and everybody's trying to fight everybody else. And sometimes the powers that be sit back and laugh and say, ha, it's just exactly what we want. We can bring down the system so much easier that way. So I appreciate what Paul Sutcliffe is talking about.
Yeah, and again, we'll be bringing him back on next week to continue the discussion, because I left that open intentionally so we can make a little series out of it, which is what I like to do. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, we're going to have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, of course, with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, you get the weather. And we're going to tell you all about
this. This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
Yes, ma'am, we sure will. By the way, this part of the program, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about, and then join the Drivers Club. Because, as a member of the Drivers Club, you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store, and you'll be able to use them down the line to get discounted items in the store as well as in the restaurant. That's not too shabby from where I sit. Now, if you're an RVer, you can also join the RV club that they have, and you can get discounts on your fuel by getting one of their fuel cards and all that. The more you buy, the cheaper it gets. So there you go. Now, that's the Pilot or Flying J, and that's check them out on the web. Kyle will tell you all about that when we come back. All right, we are going to do a little bit of, it's rocking, but it's a different type of rocking because this is the way Tone Loc does it. Here we go.
I got it going on, baby girl, and I'm a liar.
the king, so be my queen if you know what I mean. Let's do the wild ride. I saw this girl, she don't rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, she had plans for the night. I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we turned into a house, one thing led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up, and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey, you too, I was once like you, and I like to do the wild thing. Love to do the wild ride. Wild ride. Please, baby, baby, please. Even a fact, hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig. I'm with a girl who's just my type. So I'm a precious little frame. I ain't lying, felt she was fine. This sweet young miss don't gave me a gift, and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I took the chauffeur when it was over. I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my dock. She was a light standing clean. But that's what happened when body starts slapping from doing a wild thing.
All right, that's Tone Loke. That's the way he does it. And did that wake you up, Kyle?
It sure did.
When that drum beat started in it to begin with, I had to turn it down. It was like absolutely vibrating here in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, well, let me read the statement here, and then we'll get into what's going on, because the weather's done a dramatic change tonight from what we've seen the past several days, and that's a good thing, I suppose, because a few strong to severe thunderstorms and areas of heavy rainfall are expected in the northern and central plains today. Heat also is back and expected to build in the west. That'll impact the second half of the holiday weekend. And we've got a lot of smoke from the big fires that's just kind of settling in, too. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, out west tonight, especially in the state of Wyoming, we have a very large air quality alert covering almost the entire state, mostly the western half of the state. Now, that's going to be coming from wildfire smoke, so be careful of that. This time yesterday, we were looking at frost advisories up near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That is off the map right now. Coeur d'Alene reading about 56 degrees, so no frost alert right there, so you should have some smooth sailing coming up I-90 heading towards Spokane, Washington. Of course, air quality alerts continue in southern Oregon, and the Caldor Fire, which is south of Lake Tahoe and threatening the town of South Lake Tahoe and Myers. We understand that there has been some progress made in terms of containment, and firefighters were able to beat it back. So that is some very good news. We hope that the weather cooperates with that for this fire. Some people have been allowed to go back to their homes. That's not going to be on a massive scale until they can make sure that they have things like power restored and these kinds of things to let them go back. Down in Phoenix, Arizona, we've got a quality alert in that area as well. And so that's what it looks like out west tonight, Captain.
Well, that's good, and that sounded a little bit better. Now, in the Midwest, I'm going to take us to the southeastern part of Nebraska, and right there in the southeastern part of Nebraska, we've got us some rain and some flooding left over from yesterday. Same thing for just south of Kansas City in Kansas tonight, and also down below, down below Amarillo, down in the Texas-New Mexico line right there. We do have a little bit of flooding in that area, too. Now, of course, we still have the high waters and the problems in Louisiana, New Orleans, rural Louisiana around New Orleans, over in Mississippi with some high water there. And they're still finding people that have died in their cars and whatnot. And I will tell you that there's still a lot of flooding up the East Coast And the death toll up the East Coast, I think, is in the 40s, isn't it, Kyle?
I think at least 45 people seem to have died one way or another from the flooding.
Mostly drowning.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, and as we tell you, it's the water that'll kill you. It's not necessarily the wind and whatnot, but it is the water, and a lot of people have been found in their basements. And I forgot about the fact that in New York City, it's very common to have a basement apartment.
That's right, yes.
That was not a smart thing during this this rain, this huge amount of rain that they had in a short amount of time, because most all the basements in the older buildings flooded. And people drowned in them, and that's just a terrible, terrible, terrible problem. But we're still going to have the residue from the flooding all the way up into Massachusetts, all the way to Boston. So be advised there, the low-lying areas in there, you might have a problem trying to go into this parking lot or that parking lot, right?
Exactly right, yes.
All right, now, the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it's a changing thing. One thing about the Pilot and the Flying J is when you go in there, you can walk right up to the kiosk, and you can join the driver's club right there on the spot. And then if you want to buy fuel after that, if you want to get food after that, if you want to do all that sort of stuff, you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, whatever you buy in the trucker store. And it doesn't take very long for that to add up, does it, Kyle?
No, it really doesn't. And, folks, September is recognizing drivers, truck drivers, at the Pilot and Flying J. With the hashtag Thank a Trucker, and, of course, we do thank the truckers because they bring us everything that we need. And so the Pilot and Flying J is reaching out to truckers this month. You can get free drinks and more just by, after you join the Drivers Club, be sure to download the app, because that's where you're going to get some of these great giveaways, great offers, gear offers, and more. So be sure to check that out, pilotflyingj.com, all one word, pilotflyingj.com.
Right. And with that, folks, remember to tell them the captain sent you, because they'll ask you, how'd you hear about this? And just tell them the captain sent you and see what happens. And by the way, at various truck stops around the countryside, Pilots and Flying J's, if you do that, you'll wind up with a free cup of coffee. And it all depends, I guess, on where you go, because some people aren't doing it and others are.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's all filtering down. But we sure appreciate the Pilot and Flying J's, and especially Salt Lake City, Captain. They contact the program often, and we know that they've got the program on likely right now, right there.
Yep, very much so. Okay, we'll be right back with the Captain's America Third Watch, Kyle Warren and myself. Don't forget, this is all about we the people here in this program. We the people. And I'll tell you what, another great, 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 great weekend coming up. College football all over the place this weekend. And we'll be talking about that with Patrick Hyland. The games that started last night. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.